Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.39 on this finally Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 37 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app and take us anywhere you want to go worldwide. We travel well. And when you're traveling, you want to make sure that you have some nutritional snacks, especially because a lot of the flights are not offering anything in terms of a little snack. And who better than to provide us with this information than Jillian Clinton. She is a registered dietitian with the South Carolina Department of Health. So good morning, Jillian.
Good morning. Always happy to be back with you guys.
Once a month we do it and you inspire us and help us make better choices. And really, that's what it's about, is knowledge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So today's inspiration is all about heart health because February is American Heart Month. So just wanted to come on and provide you guys some good tips on living a more heart-healthy lifestyle. Cardiovascular disease is so prevalent. It's actually the number one causing death. Cause of death in America. So making small changes to lower our cholesterol, reduce those risk factors that are associated with those diseases.
And this is for everyone, not everyone. People that just have heart-related issues.
Absolutely. Because we want to be preventative.
Yes. We've talked about this before. You can look one size and have bad cholesterol, extremely high cholesterol, talking about myself.
And you exercise. Yes. You're doing all of the things.
And all the stuff. And some of it's just hereditary. And then you look at others that don't have it. And so it's a head scratcher. So these tips will be for everyone listening.
Everyone.
Oh, we love this.
It does not hurt for everyone, no matter what age, to go ahead and start focusing on your nutrition. So one of the big things I want to talk about is fats. And I think we've talked about this a month before as far as reducing our saturated fat intake, which means our animal fat. But today I want to focus more on what we should eat more of instead of just saying, don't eat this, don't eat this. Mm-hmm. Eat unsaturated fats, which are your plant-based fats. So, and omega-3 fatty acids are polyunsaturated fats. Those are in some of your fish. So omega-3s help to overall reduce inflammation in your body, but they've also, research shows, help lower that LDL cholesterol, which is that bad cholesterol, increase your HDL cholesterol, which is that good cholesterol that you want it to be a little bit higher when you go to the doctor. But it has so many good health benefits. So omega-3s are in your fatty fish, things like salmon, mackerel and herring are other ones, but that's not ones that we commonly hear that you eat. So salmon's one, tuna is another, and then your plant-based omega-3s, which are your ALAs. There are three different types of omega-3s. And your ALAs are found in like your walnuts, your chia seeds, your flax seeds, and then some of your vegetable oils. So it could be as easy as, you mentioned, a snack on your plane. Pack a baggie of walnuts with dried fruit, and you're getting a source of omega-3s in your day. Or sprinkle some chia seeds on top of your yogurt. Mm. Or there's a trend called chia pudding that you can make where it's kind of like yogurt overnight with chia seeds, and that's a good breakfast. So just making those small little changes, depending on where you are in your health, your doctor might prescribe a supplement for any of these omega-3s, but it never hurts to get it through your food. I always say food's your first medicine. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, you say for us to shake the salt habit.
Yes.
Jillian, we're in the South. We love salt, don't we?
And it's on every table. It is on every table. The recommended amount of sodium we need a day for, I call good range, is 2,300 milligrams, which that's equivalent to 1 teaspoon of table salt. So imagine your measuring cups. That's not very much.
Sodium?
Of sodium. So you're already getting that in some of your processed foods.
Yeah.
Salt can be, or sodium can be naturally occurring in some things, but 2,300 milligrams is our daily recommendation. Now, I'm going to hurt us even more because I said that was 1 teaspoon equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
if you are above the age of 51, African American, or have any of the heart-related conditions such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, or heart disease, you want to stay in the 1,500 milligram range. So even smaller number. So, you know, reducing our fast food consumption is big. Reading our nutrition facts labels, for each label will provide the milligrams of sodium that that food provides. So looking at our frozen food meals, those entrees can be loaded. Soups can be loaded in the sodium. So just making, again, those small changes, eating more at home, using more spices and herbs. That's a big one. I always call salt the lazy seasoning. When we taste something and go, ooh, this is bland, let me add salt. Well, take a step back for a minute and go, okay, wait, this is bland. Could it use more chili powder? Could it use cumin? Could it use Italian seasoning, lemon juice, lime juice? There are so many other things that can flavor your food other than that salt shaker.
So it's building new habits, thinking about food in a different way, not that you're taking away, but you're adding to, but you're adding in a healthy way.
Yeah. I would not, though, think of putting like chili powder or cumin on something instead of salt, just because I would always incorporate those or associate those with cooking, the actual act of cooking. So that's kind of like a good substitute?
Well,
or just to change it out?
I meant more in a sense of if you were making tacos.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you taste it and go, ooh, this needs something. Or if you're eating a soup, a lot of times people add more salt to the soup. It could just need some more of your spices.
Okay.
The lazy, what'd you call it?
The lazy seasoning.
The lazy seasoning.
That's great.
Who wants to be lazy?
Yeah, no kidding. That's it. Jillian Clinton is the SNAP Education Dietitian for South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control. You're also encouraging us to increase our dietary fiber.
Yep, and we've talked about fiber numerous times. Last time, I kind of discussed the difference between whole grains and refined grains. So you're finding more fiber in your whole grains, your fruits, your vegetables. So encourage you to try to do a meatless meal once in a while. Try to use beans for dinner. Last night, my family and I ate three bean sloppy joes. That's a recipe that I showed on the CN2 segment that'll air next Wednesday on Heart Health Recipes. But sloppy joes, traditionally hamburger meat. Hamburger meat's a saturated fat. You can easily replace that with beans. Use the same type of sauce. We made our own sauce and paired that with a whole wheat bun and a salad. It's a perfect balanced meal where you're getting a little bit more fiber than you would have traditionally with the regular sloppy joe.
What about iron? I mean, a lot of times with your meats, you think about that being such a source of iron. Do you can you achieve that with plant-based foods?
You can. Now, that is the first thing that when someone says they're a vegetarian, I say make sure you do your lab work each year with your doctor because it is important to check that iron level. A lot of vegetarians will take a multivitamin so that they are getting a source of that iron because it is traditionally found in meats, but it can be found in some other foods too, so.
Fantastic.
All right. As always, Jillian will join us next month. And for Jillian, if any of the stuff we've talked about, recipes or anything along those lines, where can folks get more information?
Yeah. So Heart Healthy Recipes, I always turn people towards heart.org. That's the American Heart Association's website. They've got a wealth of knowledge and really yummy recipes, too. USDA MyPlate is another good source of recipes. And then they can check out DHEC SNAP Education website. There's a direct email that they can email us.
All right. Jillian Clinton, again, is the SNAP Education Dietitian for DHEC.
And she's very clever, too. Shaking the salt habit. I love that.
Thank you.
Very nice.